The nation is now 2 months into fiscal year 2024, and Congress has yet to provide additional funding for nutrition programs, including the Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC. WIC provides nutrition assistance for almost 6.7 million pregnant women, new mothers, babies, and young children across the country. Congress has fully funded WIC for more than 25 years. However, the program's funding needs have grown recently due to higher-than-expected participation and food costs. The director of the Domestic Policy Council, Neera Tanden, stressed the importance of the WIC program.
The evidence is crystal clear. WIC means healthier babies who are more likely to survive infancy. Down the line, those babies are more likely to receive medical care. And as toddlers and school children, children who are on WIC perform better on tests of mental development and reading. So really, this funding for WIC and fully funding WIC is a no-brainer.
USDA Deputy Secretary Socil Torres-Small agrees.
This is especially troubling because WIC serves nearly 40% of all infants in the United States. We've seen that it drives down healthcare costs and increases preventative care. Studies show that WIC decreases infant deaths, premature births, and also reduces the risk of low birth weights. And in early childhood, WIC participation is also associated with higher test scores.
If Congress fails to provide the additional funds, the program will see a $1 billion shortfall, and about 2 million participants nationwide will have to leave the program by September. If Congress extends the current funding level rather than providing the additional funds needed, USDA could take measures to protect the program. However, it would only be able to close about half of that $1 billion gap. I'm Sabrina Halverson.